Part B. We're back with our guest, Dr. Kate Peters. So, did Elizabeth do well after getting in?
Her first few months in college were extremely difficult. Some professors forced her to sit separately from the others at lectures or excluded her from labs. Many students harassed her, and local people rejected her as a bad woman for going against gender roles. However, she kept on working hard and eventually earned the respect of professors and classmates, graduating first in her class in 1849.
You mentioned that with Elizabeth's persuasion, her sister Emily also got her medical degree. After obtaining the degree, what challenges did they have when they were trying to practice medicine?
It was never easy for them to gain recognition. The degree was only the very first step. Elizabeth did some practical training in London and Paris after she got her medical degree. Then, in 1851, she returned to New York to start her medical practice, but she couldn't get any patients.
I guess people at the time still could not trust a female doctor.
You're probably right. So, in 1853, Elizabeth opened a small clinic in a slum district where she saw poor women who had had almost no access to medical care. Joined by her sister Emily, she expanded the clinic, and in 1857, they opened the New York Infirmary for Women and Children. It became the first hospital to be staffed entirely by women. It was also a place where female medical graduates could go to receive some practical training.
You mean they worked together and assisted other women?
Yes. They had hoped that their actions would show that women could do anything just as well as men, and that it would inspire men to accept women into their medical colleges. But that didn't happen, so they focused on continuing to create a place where women could become excellent doctors. In 1868, they added a women's medical college. Their medical school was just as academically difficult as the men's schools.
That was a great achievement. Did they work together after that?
Well, their relationship with each other was a bit strained. Emily loved being a doctor and was interested in curing injury and disease, but Elizabeth was more interested in proving what women could do. Emily ran both the hospital and the Women's Medical College until she died. On the other hand, once the college was founded, Elizabeth moved back to England the next year, where she had been born. She worked there to establish medical education for women. They disagreed about women's roles in medicine often and spent the last 40 years of their lives on separate continents.
How do you think the Blackwell sisters will be remembered?
I think they'll be remembered first and foremost as the first women to have careers as doctors. They changed the very notion that women couldn't be doctors and will certainly be remembered for that. No one can say now that women don't belong in the medical field.
Thank you for the informative talk. Today, there are still many glass ceilings that women need to break through. We all should recognize that.